What we wanted to do really through the league, and I've said this a couple of times really, is just to have a look at a few players, have a look at a few different things in terms of how we play the game, and also try and pick up enough points. And we've managed to merge the three of them today and get the result, which is positive. I think we've moved, you know, ever so slightly forward from round to round, from the first game to this one, so that was important as well. And you know, Cork will present a huge challenge for us next week again, and that's what you want. You know, you find things out, and if we can merge the three next week again and get the points, we'll be delighted.
Good start today, 1-3 to no score up after 8 minutes. Perfect start really against a team that were under pressure coming up here.
Aye, and I suppose Charlie, we were in the receiving end of a heavy defeat ourselves last year in Kerry, you know, and it is a long journey from Donegal to Kerry, and we were on that journey last year, and I felt it was a very hot day last year as well, took a lot out of us, and maybe that had something to do with maybe the start that Kerry had today, and they were a wee bit lethargic, I suppose. But you know, a lot of positives for us today again. The young fellas that came into the team again done well, everybody worked hard. Thought Michael and Colm showed very well inside, and Michael showed great leadership, you know, with the penalty, and Paul Durkin as well, and saving the penalty. So a lot of positives there, and you know, we have to just take them and move forward now to the next round.
A lot of giving the ball away, you'll be concerned about that, because on occasions when there was good moves on, the final pass was just a poor one, and that's happened quite a lot in the matches so far, Jim.
Aye, it has, Charlie, and there's only one reason for that, and that's a lack of fitness. Yeah. And when you're not fit, you're not sharp, and when you're not sharp, you make mistakes. And we had 7 in the first half on forced errors where we give the ball back to Kerry, so that'll show you, you know, and we would normally be very good in that situation, but you know you would hope and you would expect that over time, you know, whenever we get up to full fitness and we're heading towards championship football, that they'll become a lot sharper with the ball in their hand, and their decision making will improve as a result of that. So nothing that I would be get overly worried about, but at the same time frustrating when you're watching it.
Yeah, big positive I thought today, Paddy McVerdy's performance, because he has been struggling a wee bit this year so far. That's the best we've seen from him by a long way.
I thought he'd done very well in terms of taking the game to them, you know, particularly early in the game, and asked questions and you know, brought other players into the play as a result of that, you know. But I think everybody really moved up a level from last week, Charlie.
Yeah.
And it's very disappointing last week, obviously, and you know, to move forward here again today and get the points puts us in a decent position. All of a sudden, you know, you're fourth on the table as opposed to being somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you know, that's a big plus.
Well, you have a chance in the semi-finals now. If you give yourself a shake maybe in the next 3 matches and won 2 of them, you should be in the semi-finals.
Well, I don't know if the semi-finals are something that's at the top of our list, you know. I think if we get there, we'll be happy to play the game, you know, but I think we have to be true to ourselves. We've done the same this year as the last 2 years. Look for players, look for different things within the way we're playing the game. Get answers to questions that are rattling around in our head over the winter, and then you know, settle things down after the end of the league and start planning for championship with all that sort of information in your head.
Declan Walsh and young Ryan McHugh starting at wing backs today did well. Ross Worthy again contributed well, Jim. He looks like a find for you.
I you have to say the three of them men done very well today, you know, and you know, Ryan McHugh, like, he's very, very young, you know, but he's taken to it well as well. And Ross, you know, in fairness to him, even in terms of you know, fetching in the middle of the park and competing and everything, and he was brought down for a penalty today again, same
right.
as last week. So he's not afraid to really ask the question and put himself into dangerous positions where he's asking questions of the opposition defenders, and that's very, very positive. And you know, Charlie, if you can get one player that's really going to add to your squad in terms of championship time, game time, and you know, I suppose without Christie, without David Walsh, without Carol Lacey, and a few others, probably they're not.
Mark McHugh, Anthony Thompson, both missing today there.
I'm thinking more of the longer term fellas that would have given these lads the chance. You know, so that's been positive, and if we can get the longer term fellas back, then, you know, you'd hope that your squad would have strengthened as a result of the league, and again, that's what you're looking to do.
Yeah. So no need to panic. 4 points. The 2 home games have been won. The 2 away games have been lost. The 26th of May is still the focus. There's no change in your mind on that?
Absolutely not. It's our season, Charlie, you know, and I think everybody in Donegal understands that, and I think everybody in Tyrone does as well. But from our point of view, that is our season. We can win that game. It could give us traction in Ulster again. You know, we're going for 3 in a row in Ulster. That's a big, big challenge for us. If we lose that game, it's a long, long long road to the All-Ireland final, and our focus has always been on it, and it will be on it, and every single thing we do between now and then will be with a view to planning towards that. And you know, it's a big game for the county, and we just hope that our preparations can go well between now and then. That'll give us the best opportunity to perform on that day. And people are talking about, you know, pressure this and one on this and one on that. It's not about that for us, Charlie. It's about trying to move forward from last year, be the best that we can be as a group of players, and deliver performances in championship football that merit the occasion. And that occasion is going to be absolutely huge against Tyrone, and we just want to be at the level to perform to do that justice. And that's where our training's at the moment. That's why we're doing what we're doing in the league games with a view to that 26th of May, and that won't change.